The Australian government is putting $4 million into scientific research that's designed to end Japan's scientific whaling program. The Japanese say they're killing whales in Antarctica in order to study them. But Australian scientists say there's no need to kill the whales to do the research. And now the Australian government is giving them the funds to prove their point, as Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Under its scientific whaling program, Japan goes down to Antarctica to hunt whales. The Japanese say it's for scientific research. The Australian government doesn't accept that.
We want to see a scientifically driven engagement with these beautiful animals, not the large-scale targeting of these animals for killing, so-called in the name of science, science which in the past has been very, very strongly contested in the International Whaling Commission and by other scientific experts.
The Environment Minister Peter Garrett says the government's giving scientists $4 million to prove that the Japanese don't need to kill whales. The non-lethal research will be headed by the Australian Antarctic Division's whale expert, Dr. Nick Gales.
We've argued for a long time now that all of the important information that we need to find out for effective conservation management of whales can be collected non-lethally, and we've been doing some of that work. And what today's announcement by the Minister is about is actually really ramping up that work and showing that across the whole of the Southern Ocean, all of these important issues can be addressed with a large-scale cooperative research program using only non-lethal techniques. So you simply don't need to be killing whales for this kind of work.
Why don't the Japanese need to kill the whales?
Well, the main questions that the IWC need and the member countries need to look after and conserve or even go whaling for these whales is to understand how many there are, what the population structure of those whales is, what threats these animals face and how they're reacting to the threats. And those types of information are best gathered through techniques such as satellite tracking the animals, such as collecting a small biopsy sample and looking at the genetic information.
Dr. Gales is based at the Antarctic Division's Hobart headquarters. In March next year, he'll be hosting an international research conference. The plan is to take today's funding announcement and turn it into an international whale research program. Japan is one of several countries Australia's invited to join its non-lethal whale research program.
We'll be looking at each of the species and working out what are the major questions that we need to answer against each of the different species. And, if we take an example like humpback whales, we don't really know very much about the way humpback whales move between their feeding grounds and spread out on their feeding grounds in Antarctica and then move back up to their breeding grounds off the coasts of Australia. And so we'll be using satellite tags to track the movements of those animals, as well as using genetics from tiny little biopsy samples to look at how the relatedness of the different populations from the different breeding populations tells us the story of their mixing on the feeding ground.
Australia is not waiting for other countries to get involved before it begins the research. In the next few months, Dr. Gales will be leading scientists from the Australian Antarctic Division on flights over the pack ice for the first aerial survey of minke whales.
I mean, up until now, all of the surveys have been conducted at sea, and that's been quite problematical because the ships can't really go into the ice, and we need to know a lot more about how minke whales are distributed through the pack ice. And this year Australia will be conducting its first proper aerial surveys over the sea ice off one of our Antarctic stations, Casey, and we'll be counting minke whales through the different types of pack ice.
A spokesman from the Japanese whaling program says Japan has no comment to make about Australia's new non-lethal research program.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.